Every Friday evening, we sing Eshet Chayil in honor of the woman's work during the week. It's a portion from the book of Proverbs that is traditionally sung before the Friday night Shabbat meal. The origin of the custom to sing Eshet Chayil on Shabbat is unknown, but it has been widely adopted by almost every Jewish community. It is sung at the beginning of the Shabbat evening meal, immediately before Kiddush. In many homes, singing Eshet Chayil is a way to give honor to the mother or matriarch of the family. During Corona, Dorit and I started a new tradition at home. Because the song is quite long and right before the food can be eaten, it is usually sung quickly without much emotional emphasis. To counter this challenge, the kids and I started thanking Dorit for specifically one thing she did the previous week before we sing Eshet Chayil. Now for the kids, it was very difficult at first. They struggled thinking of something to thank for and had trouble articulating their gratitude. It slowly got easier, but not only easier. We slowly realized that it became more fun for Mia and Benu to show gratitude as well. They now keep note of things they want to thank Dorit for on Friday evening before we sing Eshet Chayil, and thanking comes much more naturally than in the beginning. In my drasha for Parashat Tzav, I would like to focus on gratitude and why we were commanded to make a sacrifice to express and share our gratitude with others. I'm Michael Cohn, rabbi for the Jewish communities in Bern and Biel in Switzerland, and this is my drasha for Parashat Tzav. In this week's parasha, we read about peace offerings. It says in Hebrew, "Daber el bnei Israel emor hamakriv et zevach shlamav ladonai, yavi et korbano ladonai mizevach shlamav." Speak to the Israelite people, the offering to the Lord from a sacrifice of well-being must be presented by him who offers his sacrifice of well-being to the Lord. But it becomes a bit more complicated. There are several types of peace offerings. One of them is the thanksgiving offering. There was a special rule to this type of peace offer. It says, "And the flesh of this..." There was a special rule to this type of peace sacrifice. It says, "And the flesh of his thanksgiving sacrifice of well-being shall be eaten on the day that it is offered. None of it shall be set aside until morning." This specific sacrifice would be done during the day and must be eaten during the following evening and night. Why is it important that we eat this peace sacrifice before the next morning comes around? Abravanel, born in 1437, believes that there are two important reasons for why there was such a short period of time to eat this offering. He writes, "The purpose of this rule is to publicize the miracle. Seeing that he has only one day and one night for consuming his sacrifice, the owner invites his relatives and friends to share his meal and joy. The time limit to this peace offering will result in two things that increases the peace in the world. One, we will show gratitude, and two, we will eat it together." Gratitude has been studied by the renowned psychologist Dr. Martin E.P. Seligman. He found that expressing gratitude increases happiness and improves our relationships. And as we know, when we are expressing the gratitude in front of and together with others, the effect multiplies. Psychologists Robert Emmons and Patrick McNamara explain gratitude as follows. Feelings of gratitude stem from two stages of information processing. One, an affirmation of goodness or good things in one's life. And two, the recognition that the sources of this goodness lie at least partly outside the self. When one person acknowledges receiving a valuable benefit from another, gratitude functions to regulate relationships. The peace offering fulfills specifically the two conditions in Emmons and McNamara's understanding of gratitude. The sacrifice brought to God is a recognition that there is a source of goodness outside of ourselves. The communal eating of the sacrifice is an act of publicizing the good. It is an act of publicly affirming positive happenings in our lives. Gratitude lies at the heart of the need for a peace offering, but one question remains about the peace that might ensue from the sacrificial act. Why would this ritual lead to more peace? I think the answer lies in the relationship-enhancing effect of gratitude. Gratitude is not just a positive emotion, explains Thomas Scanlon, who is Alford Professor of Natural Religion, Moral Philosophy and Civil Polity at Harvard University. It is also an awareness that one's relationship with a person has been altered by some action or attitude on that person's part. The receiver of such acts of kindness will have changed expectations and other attitudes towards the other part. Our gratitude improves our relationships. The thanks we give to God will have the same effect. We grow closer to God and improve our relationship when we give thanks to Hashem. The peace that can come from the enhancement of our relationship as a result of our expressions of gratitude is one of the purposes of the peace offering. I mentioned the effect I have witnessed in my children, Mia and Bennu, after we started our tradition of expressing gratitude to Dorit for a specific thing from the previous week. It is not always profound. For Bennu, it often involves thanking Dorit for making him pizza and cheese sandwiches. Mia, on the other hand, can show gratitude for an experience or moment she appreciated. I've been able to see that a specific articulation of a sense of gratitude creates an immediate spark of connection, and it is not always easy to express. But the expression of gratitude becomes easier when practiced. I would like to end with the words of the late Rabbi Sacks, Zichrono Livracha. It takes focused attention to become aware of how much we have to be grateful for. That, in different ways, is the logic of prayer, of making blessings, of Shabbat, and many other elements of Jewish life. It is also embedded in our collective name. The word Modeh, I give thanks, comes from the same root as Yehudi, meaning Jew. We acquired this name from Yaakov's fourth son, named by his mother Leah, who at his birth said, "This time I will thank God." Jewishness is thankfulness. Not the most obvious definition of Jewish identity, but by far the most life-enhancing. Shabbat Shalom.